Mike Osborne with state and local news here on WMOT. The Sunday morning service is underway at Believer's Chapel in Murfreesboro. Christians gathered here are friendly, warm, and smiling. The music is upbeat and hopeful. But dig a little deeper and you find discomfort, perhaps even fear, just below the surface of this Christian community and others here in Middle Tennessee and across the country. Harry Mershon is senior pastor here at Believer's Chapel. Mershon says his members often share their concerns, ranging from the threat of terrorism to a government that no longer seems reliable, an influx of people who are different, and the loss of a common Judeo-Christian ethic.
It seems like if our culture is trending the way it continues and there's not a spiritual awakening, it seems like our culture is going to be in some for some dark days.
David Fowler heads the conservative Franklin-based Christian advocacy group, Family Action Council of Tennessee. His concerns go even deeper, warning that Christians may soon be pushed out of the public sphere altogether, no longer able to work, for example, in certain professions.
There may be a day when if we do retreat, we will find that, yes, my kid will never be a psychologist because he's just not going to be willing to counsel people towards certain things that he believes are detrimental to them, and that means he'll lose his license, so there we go.
Fowler isn't interested in retreat. He's a dedicated culture warrior, pushing back hard against trends conservative Christians find so distressing. He routinely testifies before the Tennessee legislature on political hot-button topics, including abortion, same-sex marriage, and transgender issues. But in spite of his concerns, Fowler says Christians should try to avoid extreme responses.
One is being fearful, and out of that responding in anger and in intemperate ways. And the other side is to just drop out. That's not very helpful either.
Pastor Barry Mershon has a slightly different take on the challenges and changes Christians find so distressing. He sees them as an opportunity.
These are all challenges that God is giving to us to live for a higher kingdom than just our own particular heritage or our own particular region where we grew up. We are called to love one another regardless of race or religion or whatever. And I see that as a good thing in the body of Christ.
We sing it, oh precious, is the flow that makes me white as snow.
This story is part of the WMOT series entitled Tennessee Divided, an exploration of the cultural, racial, and political discord across Middle Tennessee and the nation. Look for a link to this and other stories in the series at WMOT.org.